Welcome to Old Town Goleta. This is the site of our redevelopment area. And I'm really delighted to have everybody here today to hear the message that we hope to convey to Sacramento. Today, we've come together as community leaders, business owners, housing advocates, and elected officials from Santa Barbara and Ventura counties to show our support for keeping redevelopment agencies, or RDAs as they're known as, in California. The governor's proposal to eliminate these agencies to try to fill a budget gap will have direct and negative impacts on our state and our communities. Besides myself, I'm Margaret Connell, Mayor of Goleta. Speakers today will include Santa Barbara Mayor, Colleen Schneider, Ventura Mayor, Pro Tem and Channel City's League Chair, Carl Morehouse, Buellton Mayor, Ed Andrisek, Lompoc Mayor, John Lynn, and then from the housing area, Craig Zimmerman, President of the Tobes Group, and Kristen Amix, President and CEO of the Goleta Valley Chamber of Commerce. Other elected officials here today include my colleagues, Mayor Pro Tem Ed Easton, who's somewhere. There he is. Oh, there he is. And Council Member Michael T. Bennett and Paula Perotti. I don't believe that Roger Acevis is here. And in addition, we have Chris Henson from 3rd District Supervisor Doreen Farr's office. Her district includes the only county RDA, which is in Isla Vista. So I'm going to talk today about the Goleta story. And I want to talk about some of the things that we hope to accomplish with RDA funding in the city of Goleta. If you look just up the road here, you see San Jose Creek. And this is a creek that has flooded Old Town more than once in the last 10 to 15 years. And the picture over there, somewhat hidden by people right now, showing the flooding on Hollister Avenue. And during the floods in 1995 and 1998, houses were flooded too, and I've seen where the water level came up in some of those houses about this high. Our San Jose Creek Flood Control Project to take care of the periodic inundation of these neighborhoods, while at the same time improving fish passages up the creek, is Goleta's flagship capital improvement project in Old Town. It is designed to remove a long-standing flood threat and improve overall safety for our residents and their property. But it depends for completion on receiving $14 million in redevelopment funds. Yesterday afternoon, our council reluctantly and not under the best market conditions voted to sell $18 million in redevelopment bonds to ensure funding for this project. Otherwise, if redevelopment agencies are eliminated, as the governor's budget proposes, this project, after years of planning, may well be lost. And the completion of this project is a necessary precursor to the next one, a redesign of the principal thoroughfare in Old Town, and that's Hollister Avenue out here, basically from 217 down to Fairview Avenue, to make it more attractive and pedestrian and bicycle friendly. But this also depends on around $8 million in redevelopment area funding. These basic street improvements are needed to improve access and circulation in this area of Old Town. I want to make clear, these are nuts and bolts projects, infrastructure developments that are necessary basis for economic and business improvements in Old Town. We're not talking here about sports arenas or refurbishing old theaters, commendable though such ventures may be in appropriate locations. It has also been said by some critics that many projects that are built with redevelopment money simply are shifted to a redevelopment area, but would have been built elsewhere anyway. But that's not true of these projects. These infrastructure projects cannot happen anywhere but here in Old Town. And both of these projects will create jobs and provide economic opportunity. Old Town is also in serious need of affordable housing, This is a low-income area with 68% of the population at or under the poverty level, and including many families with children. The ability to provide decent, healthy, low-income housing will become extremely difficult without redevelopment funding. The required 20% set aside for affordable housing is one of the main sources of housing funding available in the state. Here, it helped underwrite a 200-unit workforce housing project, Sumida Gardens, in the photo right here. It would not have been built without redevelopment dollars. And in addition, we were able to provide a $200,000 forgivable loan, which provided help to build a four-unit home, Braddock House, for development-disabled, very low-income adults. And in addition, redevelopment funds here have contributed to a successful housing rehabilitation program that has been able to fix dangerous conditions in homes and businesses along this corridor. In conclusion, Goleta's redevelopment agency is a young one, and we need the opportunity to move these projects forward. It has the potential to do great things for our community. We're on the cusp of undertaking some major projects. Eliminating redevelopment will take away an opportunity for this community to enjoy a better quality of life. We have a strong potential to make these nuts and bolts projects happen, but the redevelopment area funding structure is needed to make these changes possible. These are difficult economic times, we all know that, and we also know that many painful cuts are being proposed and being made. But this is one that makes questionable economic sense. I believe that this proposal firstly relies on some fuzzy math. First, it's not at all clear that the $1.7 billion that the governor is seeking from redevelopment agencies is actually there. And secondly, it will kill the goose that lays, if not the golden egg, at least a good quality silver one. We must urge our legislators not to revoke this important economic engine for revitalizing our downtowns. This time I want to introduce my neighbor, Mayor Helene Schneider of Santa Barbara.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to thank Mayor Connell and the City of Goleta for putting this together. And it makes sense that Goleta is at the forefront here because it's a newer city, and the consequences for this proposal is great. And I think if you look at the city of Santa Barbara in the last 25 and 30 years and look to see what the kind of economic development has resulted directly from redevelopment agency funds, you can see what potential could happen in its own version here in the city of Goleta. I mean, think about 25 and 30 years ago on Lower State Street around Haley, around where the freeway is. That was not an area where people wanted to be. It was blighted significantly. And through the redevelopment agency funds of putting together Paseo Nuevo and revitalizing the downtown core has created a huge economic benefit, which then brings people to downtown and they spend money shopping, they go to restaurants, they stay in hotels, and those revenues, those tax revenues, help everyone. And I think that's the real core of the redevelopment agency area. It's not just doing projects here and there, it's for a greater good for all segments of our society. And you can look to the highlights of the city of Santa Barbara as one example of some great projects, not only in the downtown area, but along the harbor, along Cabrillo Boulevard, and the park there. Chase Palm Park would not have happened without redevelopment agency. As I mentioned, Paseo Nuevo. I mentioned the sidewalk areas along Cabrillo Boulevard. Creek restoration projects as well. And the other thing about redevelopment agency projects, it allows cities to get to leverage other funding that would not be available if we did not have that local match. Along Lower Mission Creek in the city of Santa Barbara, there's a number of huge projects coming on for flood control, similar to what the city of Goleta experiences with San Jose Creek. And through redevelopment agency funds, we were able to purchase properties adjacent to the creek to help leverage the funding for flood control districts, for street repair, bridge replacements, and actually enhancing the quality of life for that very old neighborhood and very densely populated neighborhood in the west downtown. We could not do that without redevelopment agency money. So it has that leveraging effect, which again brings up the level of quality of life for all of us. Then there's the affordable housing piece to it. And as we know, this area of Santa Barbara, and in Ventura County is experiencing it too, has a very high cost of living. And we could not do the type of affordable housing projects that you see in Santa Barbara and in the area without redevelopment agency funds. One example happening right now is the City Housing Authority's Artisan Court, which is a 55-unit project that's going to house chronically homeless people, downtown workers, and a number of kids who are getting out of the foster care system, which the national statistic is, if they don't get into housing within the next 2 years, half of them would become homeless. That project could not have happened because without redevelopment agency money, because it needed tax credits from the state of California. And in order for those tax credits to occur, they needed as strong a proposal as possible for that very competitive process. And the redevelopment agency local funds that were able to put into that project pushed their application over the edge, and they were able to get significant tax credits in order for that to make that project happen. Same thing happened with El Carrillo, which is on West Carrillo Street, and many, many other affordable housing projects in Santa Barbara. I, too, want to acknowledge the tough job that the Sacramento is up to, and the governor and the legislature. I actually appreciate Governor Brown's hands-on approach, and he's really been doing everything he can to tackle a huge $25 billion state deficit. And they have some tough choices to make. And we all have to band together, because a strong state, cities need a strong state, and the state needs strong cities. And frankly, I just don't think that this particular proposal in the bigger plan makes much sense in terms of the economic development up front, in terms of providing jobs for those contracts and redevelopment agency funds that occur right up front, mostly to local jobs here, and then after those jobs are completed in construction, creating a better, more vibrant area for everyone to enjoy and to create additional revenue that goes to all segments of our society. So I hope that the governor and the legislature does not pit one public agency against another, and that we can find a better way to balance the state budget, but not on the back of redevelopment agencies. So with that, I'd like to introduce, and my colleague down in the League of Cities, Councilmember Carl Morehouse from the City of Ventura. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Schneider and Mayor Connell. And I have to demote myself. I am the president of the Channel County's Division of the League, but I'm just a council member. Right. My days as mayor and deputy mayor have been passed. So, but I am here today in my capacity as president of the Channel County Division to express our continuing concerns over the elimination of cities' redevelopment agencies. This is a misguided effort on assault on cities and another continuing blow to erode local revenue resources. While the state continues to mandate activities at the local level, such as providing housing, as just discussed by Mayor Schneider, especially for low and very low income groups. There are some 420 redevelopment agencies around the state amongst the 485 incorporated communities. That means that almost every city has one, and they have proven of great value in many of them. In Ventura's case alone, the elimination of our RDA would have $1 million impact on our Oak Street improvements, would take close to $20 million from our downtown parking structure program, and take away at least $30 million, not including the land value, in a public-private partnership we've developed for a city-owned property near City Hall that needs desperate revitalization. In terms of job impacts, this is 16 jobs, 292 jobs, and 396 jobs, respectively, for those three projects. And needless to say, the removal of these funds will further stall revitalization of our downtown, helping exacerbate its decline and remove a much-needed tool for the revitalization of our west side, which will be dependent upon these funds to finance aging infrastructure and, most particularly, to clean up old brown oil fields there. As our west side efforts, the cost to our capital improvements program is $99 million, and that's just within our city limits. Now, the planners can do a great visionary job and create a regulating plan, but it'll have no means of financial support. Redid will not be feasible. And our people on the west side will continue to be disappointed with the revitalization that's very necessary. On top of that, we're counting on the Polanco Act, which allows RDAs to force cleanup and indemnify future owners on those brownfields. Without an RDA, there is no other way to do that. Have there been past abuses of RDAs? Yes, on occasion. Have there been cases of fraud? Perhaps. But the abuse issues can be easily fixed. And for many of our communities, there's simply no money left to do infrastructure improvements. Not federal money, not state money, not local money. So the only thing left is the redevelopment money to fund infrastructure. You know, the people have spoken. They got it. Despite the op-ed pieces to the contrary, that's what Prop 22 was all about, keeping local money local for local purposes. Despite characterizations to the contrary, these are not state funds. They never were. They are local funds raised locally and meant to be used locally. And ever since the passage of Prop 13, followed by Prop 98 and Prop 218, local governments, especially cities, have continued to have our hands tied. And yet the cities is where the majority of Californians live and work. We have constituencies to respond to and local economies to keep alive. RDAs are not about taking from the little guy and giving to the rich friend. They are really about more providing a source of funds to pay for the infrastructure that helps spark the development to generate the economic opportunity and revenues for all, including public safety, schools, and other like sources. So we must do everything we can to keep these agencies whole. That is why we are here today, to show you on a local level what the impacts of the removal of the redevelopment agencies would be to all of us here in California. With that, I'd like to present Mayor Ed Andrasik from the city of Buellton. Ed.
Thank you. Good morning. On behalf of the Buellton City Council, we want to thank Mayor Connell for her guidance in assembling this organization to tell you the stories we have to tell you. Buellton is one of Santa Barbara County's newest cities. As such, it is dependent upon redevelopment to spur economic growth within its RDA boundaries. Buellton is currently in the midst of the Avenue of Flags project. Buellton's RDA, Redevelopment Association, has spent thousands of dollars on the visioning project, not to mention countless hours of community and staff time spent on the community's visioning for Buellton. Buellton has applied the generally accepted accounting principles to its RDA. Buellton has been responsible and judicious in the use of redevelopment funds. Now it stands the risk of losing this very important hub of our economic revitalization. It is recognized that the Avenue of Flags project is the anchor for Buellton's downtown project, much as Goleta has in Old Town. Other areas in the community will be affected as well. We have provided housing to low and moderate income families that would not have existed without RDA. Buellton's redevelopment agency has already paid for previous California state budget shortfalls to the tune of $236,891 so far. Buellton and many California cities like it depend on redevelopment to be the economic driver within the RDA area. The loss of potential projects, which translate to loss of jobs, is not a good way to solve the budget problems in Sacramento. The elimination of RDAs points to the serious disconnect between Sacramento and its citizens. And we urge you to respect our request. We're following the rules and we would like others to do so. With that, I would introduce Lompoc's Mayor, John Lynn.
You know, they've done a great job of covering why we don't want to lose our RDA, and I want to tell you what we've accomplished with ours. RDA is our very last hope and to improve our community. And what have we done so far? We have built in Lompoc 300 low-income units that we're very proud of. We have 150 that are in process right now that we have funds allocated to, and that money will be taken from us. And those 150 units that we have worked on for 2 years will be gone. Our council, seeing these things, passed this resolution, which was not in your media packets, sorry, that opposes the loss of our RDA, and commissioned me as the mayor to speak in every possible venue to talk about it. We have also recently, seeing that we've reached the number of low-income units that we needed, begun the creation of a down payment assistance program to convert some of these low-income renters into low-income owners in this rather unique time we find ourselves in. We have created a process for an agency to buy distressed properties, refurbish it, and sell it to these low-income owners. We have created a program for infrastructure for new jobs in our city. And I think a couple important things to also remember is that if the legislature passes this, it will only be the beginning. There will be an ongoing lawsuit. It will take millions of dollars and years to sort out. There will be an amazing amount of redevelopment paperwork that has to go back and be looked at and sorted out, and it will cost millions of dollars to do it. And most importantly, every city in California will be distressed and unhappy with Sacramento, and we need to work together, not fight each other. We all have a problem. We all have to man up, as it were, and accept part of that problem, that financial problem. And this is not the way to fix it, today or any other day. I would like now to introduce Craig Zimmerman from the Tobes Group.
Good morning, I'm Craig Zimmerman. I'm president of the Tobes Group. We're a local real estate development company. We specialize in affordable housing and office and industrial. We've had the good fortune of collaborating with the City of Goleta's Redevelopment Agency on three very important projects in their redevelopment area. We see it as really a model of the public-private partnerships that can be put together just to solve our community's issues. The Goleta RDA has proven that it can create jobs, improve infrastructure, increase economic vitality, and produce affordable housing. Specifically, our Simita Gardens project was mentioned earlier. Without the redevelopment agency's vision and without its director, Vito Adamidis' vision, Simita Gardens would not be a reality. And real quickly, Simita Gardens created more than 400 construction jobs. It houses now 166 workforce families and 34 very low and moderate income families. And without Simita Gardens, they would not have a place to live here locally. They couldn't live near their jobs, they couldn't live near their schools, and we all think that's very important. Another project that we worked on with the RDA was the expansion of the ATK building on Pine. ATK is a local company with clean, high-wage jobs, and they needed an expansion of their property. And without the RDA's collaboration, we could not have met the deadlines required there. And now all of the tax increment from that project will flow to infrastructure projects that were described earlier, such as the San Jose Creek and additional affordable housing, which is so sorely needed here on the South Coast. From a private enterprise standpoint, we see RDAs as keeping tax dollars local and allowing our elected officials here locally to set the priorities and choose how those tax dollars are spent. And we think that's a great thing. We believe that whatever your political leaning, I think we can all agree that the RDA has been good for Goletans, it's been good for people on the South Coast, and we urge that Sacramento to keep the RDAs in place. Thank you very much, and I'd like to introduce Kristen Amix, the President and CEO of the Goleta Chamber of Commerce.
Well, great, so I get to be last. And I will sum up, I think we've all said this, but I'll say it the way my mom would say it, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We know cuts have to be made. But please don't take away the one economic development tool that our cities have to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps, create jobs and prosperity in our cities. The Goleta Chamber has called for the governor to hold off plans to eliminate redevelopment agencies until California Comptroller John Chang has had time to follow through on the audit of our state's 400 redevelopment agencies and determine where there is waste and where there is true economic development going on. The elimination of RDAs would mean millions of dollars that are already invested in planning and project development will have been wasted, as these projects will become unfunded in Goleta. Many of these projects are also able to leverage other money that creates a multiplier benefit of RDA funds. We do understand that cuts have to be made in our state budget in order to solve the state's financial crisis. When it comes to RDAs, a consideration should be made to protect certain viable RDA projects and, if necessary, eliminate new RDA districts or other creative ways to make this work. The Goleta Chamber has worked closely with the Goleta RDA over the years to make real changes in Old Town, to grow jobs and prosperity in this part of our city. Our Chambers of Commerce Alliance of Ventura and Santa Barbara counties, representing 10 chambers of commerce and more than 350,000 jobs, many of them in redevelopment districts, strongly urges the state not to eliminate our RDAs and inadvertently create even more job losses in our region. Thank you. And I'll turn it back over to Mayor Connell.
Well, first I want to thank all of our speakers, and I think we can say we are a united front on this issue. The electeds from cities in Santa Barbara and Ventura, business community, the housing community, and we all want to move forward with this in a positive way, and we think it can be done if everybody will put their heads together and figure it out.